This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Hey, you ready for Gobble Gobble Day?
Really?
In my house, it's like lasagna day. You know what I'm saying?
But seriously.
Anyway, you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. And I want you part of the conversation. I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you listening to other people. You don't have to do what they tell you to do, but just, you know, get an idea where they're coming from. You know what I mean? Kimberly Moran's going to join us after the first break. But I mean that sincerely. Get an idea.
Idea? Wow.
There's the Boston. Get an idea of where people are coming from and how they come to the conclusion. You know, a lot of people, again, you know, one of my biggest irritants is when you spew the party line. When all you do is read back the lines that you're getting from your, whether you're a Dem or Republican, yeah, even a Republican, when you're getting those party lines, And you have no idea, truly, you have no idea what it means. So don't do that. Because then we become like them, right? Low-information voters. I like to say low-IQ voters, but that's just me. You don't have to follow my footsteps. Could get you hurt. But even Nancy Pelosi called her own low-information voters, don't you think? Don't you remember that? She would have a field day with it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The, here we go. The invasion has arrived. I don't care who you are, what you think, what side of the aisle you're on. Even the Hispanic, or the, what do you want to call them, Mexicans, the Hispanics, the Latinos, I've been told to call, and again, By Democrats who actually listen to the show. But I've been told that they're not just Democrats. I mean, not just Hispanics or Mexicans, Latinos. But if you heard, and we'll deal with this more in the second hour, would you heard what was going on today and all weekend at the border? They don't want them. It's really that simple. The Mexican government, or the Tijuana government, the mayor has certain names for them. We'll talk about it again later on. The Mexican people in Tijuana see them a certain way. We'll talk. You know, it's really funny because if any one of us was saying, and see, I'm going to get into this, and I don't want to. If any one of us said anything like this here in this country, you would be screaming. They would be screaming. About what racist we are. But are they doing it down there? I'm just asking. No. They're not calling them that. They're actually, most of mainstream media is blowing this off like it doesn't even exist. Which is, we all know, that's what they do anyhow. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly, truly, truly being part of the conversation. Okay. Oh, God, this is a beautiful one. Guess who's resigning? Any ideas? Come on. I'm sure you can figure it out. The Broward County Supervisor of Elections. What's her name again? Sykes.
Snipes.
What? Snipes?
Brenda Snipes.
Brenda Snipes. Gone. She's resigning. You know why? She's trying to get out of Dodge. That's why. Wait till this thing comes down on her. But do you know what she said on her way out the door? The reason people can't stand her so much, the reason people hate her so much, is because she's black. Really? When did that happen? I thought, see, this whole thing started with Barack Obama. Remember this? This whole thing started that if you didn't agree with Barack Obama, it wasn't because you thought he was incompetent. It wasn't because you thought he didn't know what he was doing. It wasn't because you thought that a community organizer couldn't be president. No. It had to do with the fact, it could only have to do with the fact, that he was black. Don't you know this? What's wrong with you people? It drives me insane. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But the other part of that is that, why don't we push back? Why aren't we jumping? Is it because, as white people, we're afraid? We shouldn't be afraid. We should never be afraid to push the truth. We should never be afraid to stand up for the truth, to fight for the truth, ever. Even if it means you're going to take a little heat. We've all taken a little heat for something in our lives, have we not? We've all been willing to take it, you know, take a little slapping around, if you would. I've got so much stuff I want to get to. See, this is what I hate about the weekends when we come back. I can't move fast enough through the stories I want to do, because I know I'm not going to be able to get to all of them. But when we do come back, I've got, you know, we've got elections that have gone sideways. But the thing is really funny, and I was actually talking to my dad about this today. I said, Dad, this is like being back in Boston again, right? Where when you get to an election, right? Tuesday night came around. And you found out that your guy was down by 13,000 votes. And there's Louie in the back of the room, right, going, yo, Frankie, I need like 14,000 more votes for Sam. What? 2 hours? Good. All right, we need 2 hours. We'll have this thing sold up in 2 hours. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Kimberly Marin joins me after the break. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you it's short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Isn't that just like a WAP? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. And for you older folks, you'll know what I mean by this. Doesn't that sound like a 45 spinning it? You spin it faster. You know, they sound like Alvin and the Chipmunks. Remember those days? I'm Joe Mancini, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you know how it starts. Every Monday we kick off the week with who? Who? Come on. You know, right? Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week because she has got to help me try to make sense of all this garbage that's going down that I'm just totally lost about. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, you know what? I got to tell you something. When I saw this week, I want to jump right in because I'm so excited about this. When I saw the Tijuana mayor, and they've got him to back down a little bit off his harsh words, but when I saw him going nuts over the fact that they can't contain, he said, no city is ready for this. Nobody's ready for this. And They've even started, what Homeland Security said, there's over 500 gang members slash criminals in the group. That is, you know, what, 5,000 or 6,000 of these are single men. These aren't families, if you would. I mean, this is, you don't have to call it invasion force, but my God, this is not families looking for a better life, is it? Isn't it?
Of course it's not. Is it ever when they send people here? Because, you know, if anything, they're going to send the men here first to try to stake out a claim, right? I mean, you know, it's whatever. It's a load of you-know-what.
Okay. But, mm-hmm. Okay. Good. Keep
I didn't say the word.
I know. You were thinking about it, though. It was coming through all over the microphone.
Oh, it came right out, but I didn't. It came out in my head. Stayed
but
there.
No, but seriously, I mean, we have got to wake up to this. We have got to change our way of thinking. We can't just believe that everybody and anyone coming in is coming in for the good of the country, wants to truly be here for a better life, because they did. Look, you had interviews over the weekend going on with people at the wall. Colombians or whoever they are in that group at the wall, and they have every intention of rushing the wall, rushing the guards, rushing Homeland Security. So how is this good in any way, shape, manner, or form?
It's not too smart, if you ask me.
Oh.
It's not. It's just not. I mean, we have ways to come here legally. Millions of people have done it over the years. A million people are legally granted citizenship every year. That's a million. That's like the size of a little bit smaller than the size of my entire state, but that we're allowing
it's
to
so
legally
hard.
Become citizens in this country.
It's so hard to come in here, though. It's so hard to get here. I mean, seriously. I mean, I'm trying to get here to save my family, to feed my family, and it just takes too long.
You know what? So that's the same reason millions of other people have come here, too. You know, you got to do it the way it's done. Yes, we need immigration reform, but we cannot have people coming to our border and just demanding their way in.
Yeah.
How many billions of dollars are we spending on these people every year? That come here illegally in the first place. It hurts the education of legal immigrants. It hurts the education of Americans that were born here. We already know all these things, so why are we allowing it? It needs to stop. Reform immigration, which neither party ever wants to do because they have no cojones.
Well, they don't. And, yeah, they don't really want to reform it. But here's the problem: when you really break this thing open, reform to a Republican means a whole different thing than it does to a Democrat. Well, maybe they're a little closer now. But to me, it shouldn't take 20 years to get here. But in the same token, I don't mind having quotas. I don't mind having rules. I don't mind having guidelines by which they can come in. And no, I don't think that anybody, just because they were born here, deserves to be an American citizen, because you see what's happening, especially here in California, Southern California, where they have these baby hotels, if you would, where people come
yes.
in, they have the kids at the hotels, that makes them American citizens. And the family gets to stay at that point. This is wrong.
Oh,
that's stupid wrong.
That law has to totally change. That anchor baby crap, that's got to go. That's not what it was intended for.
Right.
That's not ever what it was intended for. That has to end, for sure. I don't care. Call me what you want.
No, listen.
I'm right.
I'm with you, even though my family took advantage of that. It's still not the best way to do it. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you an anchor baby?
Me? No. Look at me.
Okay,
I can anchor stuff
at
my weight size. But the but as far as the anchor, no, my grandmother was born in New York when her parents were visiting. Okay? So she automatically became an American citizen. But she was an Italian citizen. She was in Italy. She loved Italy. She wanted to stay in Italy. But after the war broke out and what have you, it was easier for her to come to this country. Because technically she was an American citizen and the kids came after her. However, the big difference was they didn't want to live off the government. They didn't want any kind of welfare or help. I mean, that was embarrassing if you were getting help from the government. It's a whole different animal, a whole different way of living, you know?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah,
it's so much has changed. No. So much has changed over the years. You know, when people came to this country before, they wanted to come here. They wanted to be American.
Right.
You know, they still held on to their traditions, but they usually learned English. They learned the customs. They appreciated the freedom and the things that we have in America. And the problem is a lot of the people coming here now don't.
Well,
they don't. They don't assimilate. That's why we have Press One for English.
Oh, well, listen, but you've been to Boston.
Email Joe.
Yeah. You've been to Boston, all right? And you've been there during the Italian feast and the Irish feast and all that stuff that's going on there. And I tell people the same thing all the time. When you go there, they're not just waving Italian flags. Even the Irish, you know, they know better. They don't wave just the, you know, right, the Irish flag.
Right.
No, but seriously, it is definitely, there's a pride there for being American. There's a pride for being here in America. And you always see them. When I grew up as a kid, both flags were attached to each other. It was always the Italian flag and the American flag. And everything I looked at, you never saw the American flag in and of itself. So, what's that?
The American flag in and of
itself? Yeah, no, you never saw, when they were having Italian feasts, right, Italian celebrations, you never saw the Italian flag just being waved. It was always the American flag and the Italian flag side by side because they were proud of their Italian heritage.
Because they're Italian Americans.
Bingo! Ding, 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 ding.
Yep.
You get the prize. No money, just the prize. So.
Oh, I want the money.
Yeah, good luck. Get in line. But you see what I'm saying? It's a whole different animal. These people are unfurling flags from their home country, the country that they love. They're coming to America. Why bother? We got to go for a break, though. So let that stir up inside of you, and then you can unleash on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Side, Kimberly Marin, going nowhere. She'll be with us on the other side.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. 'Tis the sound of the season. President Trump and First Lady Melania kicking off the holidays as the White House Christmas tree delivered to D.C., the president pointing to the tree and giving it a thumbs up. The tree north of 19 feet from a tree farm in North Carolina. In other news,
authorities are now concerned that rain later this week could hinder the search and cause mudslides.
In California, the number keeps rising. At least 80 people killed in the wildfires and more than 900 people still missing. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the very latest.
Mike Moeller is CAL FIRE's Director of Communications.
As soon as we get a large fire like this, we dispatch what we call a watershed emergency response team. In anticipation of the weather, we create what we call inundation maps. We start to structure the hillsides so we do not get that runoff.
This is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Hey, nothing like Charlie Daniels to make you feel like you should have a piece of apple pie, vanilla ice cream, and have mom serve it to you. Isn't that how it works? No? Okay, never mind. You know, this is what I always thought they meant by mom. Apple pie and ice cream. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Kimberly Marin joins me as she does every week. Always enjoy her insight on what's going on in the world. And Kimberly, how you doing?
I'm lovely. How are you?
I don't know about lovely, but I'm doing okay. But you know what? You're in a beautiful part of the country for this time of year, are you not?
Yeah, it's going to snow again tomorrow.
Well, that's not what I really was talking about. That's your headache. I was talking about the beautiful leaves this time of year.
The leaves are gone, dude. It's snow time.
Dude, you're from New Hampshire. It's dude. I love it. No, you know what? It was the time of year. I always loved the way the trees look. You know, you go up to New Hampshire, and I always loved it up
there. Why, you don't have that there?
Really? Seriously?
Well, you know, I've seen it
barely,
in other...
We barely have green up here. What are you, serious? I'm just saying.
No, yeah. Fall's my favorite season. It's always beautiful, but it was co-opted this year by stupid elections. But now it's winter, so we get the pretty snow. Yeah. I like snow because yeah, I don't have to go out in it.
Yeah, but you didn't live in the city. See, I lived in Boston. Boston, the snow mostly was yellow and black. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I dealt with it, though, because I worked in Boston. Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah, isn't it? I mean, really, it's not like in the pretty pictures you see all the time, like you to believe. Anyhow.
No.
Did you hear?
No, living in the city with snow is not pleasant.
No, not at all. Matter of fact, half the time you can't find your car, and if it truly is gone, it's because it's either in pieces or been towed away. And they don't tow your car in the snow. They don't, like, hook a chain up and lift it up and tow it. No, they hook a chain under it, and they drag it down to a place where they can usually hook it up. And after that, it's pretty much done, right? So, I don't know if you heard about this, but some of the people who ran the Women's March, they're asking the founder. They want the founder to step down. They're demanding that, what's her name, Linda Sarsour?
Linda Sarsour.
She needs to go away. Teresa Shook, the original founder of the Women's March, posted a statement on Facebook Monday afternoon calling for the Muslim activist and other co-founders to step down over the anti-Semitism and anti-LGBTQ sentiment and hateful racist rhetoric. Now, I can read this whole thing, but I don't have to. You know how this goes. What if we flip this, right? And she's not a Muslim, and maybe it's a white Christian male that was saying these same things, that was anti-Semitism or anti-LGBTQIABCDEFG. What do you think would happen?
All hell would have broken loose. I mean, he would have been gone months ago and, you know, been tied up to a tree and beaten, tarred, and feathered.
Or a woman.
Why are they just noticing this about her now?
I have no idea.
Been like this since day one.
Yeah. I don't know. What's taking so long for them to catch up, do you think?
Because they're dim bulbs? I mean, seriously, everybody else knew this all along about her. They're just noticing it now. Or maybe it's just they got some pressure from the right people, quote unquote, to tell them, hey, she's way off her rocker. You got to get rid of her.
But what I've always felt is interesting is about this is in the Women's March, it seems like the women have been able to get away with anything, even hating on other women. If they're Republicans or conservatives.
Oh, yeah. If you're a left-wing woman, you can hate anybody you want. It's okay. Because you're a victim.
Oh, here's what I'm trying to figure. I'm trying to figure something out. In Georgia, the woman that was running for governor, the reason she lost, you know, is because of racism, right? People didn't vote for her because she's black. And the same thing in Florida, right? People didn't vote for the governor there because he was black. Mia Love was losing. I think she's gained a few hundred votes. But when she was losing, did we hear anybody in the right screaming the reason they weren't voting for her was because she was black?
No. No. And you didn't hear the left complain that white women voted for, what was his name, James John in, running, I want to say Senate. I forget where he's running, but he was a black Republican. Eddie Edwards in New Hampshire, black Republican. I didn't hear anyone complaining that white women, you know, didn't vote for him. He didn't win.
Oh, I love these people. You know, I love them.
They're hypocrites. Joe, they're hypocrites. They're hypocrites. They can't see their nose despite their own face. Wait, I said that wrong. You know that saying.
They cut off their nose to spite their face.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. Did you ever see the segment with O'Reilly and Barney Fife? Not Barney Fife. What's his name? Barney, the congressman.
Frank.
Barney Frank.
Yeah, well, Barney Fife, kind of the same thing. Anyway, so Barney Frank, right? And O'Reilly plays a clip of him saying something. And he says, now, why would you say something like that? And Barney Frank says, I didn't say that. He goes, we just played the clip. He goes, yeah, I didn't say that. And they went back and forth for 2 minutes. I go, this is a derangement. This is a sickness. He just played a clip of you saying it. You don't deny it's you saying it. You don't deny that it's those words. You just deny that you said it. Right?
Yeah.
That's how they act. They just deny you're saying. They deny the accusation. They deny the proof, and you're expected to believe it, right?
Well, how many times do we find Democrats saying one thing several months ago, and then they totally have a 360 degree turnaround now?
Well, they must have been involved.
Of course, the mainstream media doesn't call them out on this because they're a bunch of kitty cats. Trying to think of the right word. They don't call them out on this. We notice it, and, you know, we spread it and push it out there. But it's like, no, if these people aren't ever going to get called out on their own hypocrisy or lies, ever, by the mainstream media.
No.
Ever.
No, you know, it's not going to change. It's going to be us pushing out. Look, I am now of the realization, if you would. I kind of believed it before, but the more and more I see it, the social media had a major league effect on this year's elections, on the midterm elections. And not only did it have, because we couldn't get our message out. We were so busy fighting, right, trying to get our message out, it was almost impossible to put the message together to even try to get it out. And,
yep,
you know, again, between that, we lost another, what was it, 14,000, 15,000 on Twitter?
Yes.
Yeah. So we lost, I mean, like, overnight. So why keep building it if all they're going to do is wipe it out? So we need to stop chasing that stuff. It's like I keep telling people who listen to us and watch us on Facebook, stop. Help us find another platform to go to and stop feeding the beast. Because that's what we're doing, is we're feeding the beast. It's almost like you're a drug addict. You want to come off the drugs, but you can't come off the drugs because you need the drugs. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, it's just ridiculous. And I guarantee, I think you're right. I think it really made a difference. Because look what happened in 2010 and then 2016. And people were able to boost stuff and post stuff on Facebook. And now they can't. Because, you know, same with Twitter. You know, Twitter shadow bans people. Facebook just doesn't let people do stuff. They let them get away with it. And I see lies and fake news from left-wing sites all the time.
Yep. Well, they don't lie.
And
it's only us.
When I call them out for it, I get banned.
Yeah. You, Xander, me, and others. So it's a matter of now, you know, we are really focusing on the radio portion of the show, so to make sure that we can get our message out all over the place up on our website. And even our website has trouble getting the message out. Because we have seen that thing choked and take a nosedive, right? I mean, think about something. You didn't see a whole bunch on MSNBC or, I don't know, any of those mainstream stations about Tucker Carlson's home being attacked, right? His family, his home, and all that other stuff. Acosta's denied a press pass, and my God, you'd think we were skinning cats live in the middle of town square.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's right? How long? We're going to have to put up with this forever because they're never going to change.
Well, unless we decide to actually sit down and take over again. Unless we decide to push back again and keep writing what we write, keep pushing what we push to make sure that we do get. Look, I don't have to hit everybody. I just got to change one person at a time. Think about what is that movement, Walk Away, for instance, okay? It hasn't died. We're hearing less about it, but it hasn't died. You know? I don't know.
Right.
I'm not so sure there's a lot of people who have the fight left. And we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, host, just on the real side. Don't go far. Kimberly Marin is going nowhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M. Of Nutramedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at Nutramedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Tell them about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie?
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna hail. Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna hail. Come inside, let me.
That'll help wake you up a little bit. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week to try to kick things off, get things running, get your blood pressure up. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Always fun, different perspective. You know, I'm watching everything that's going on this weekend, and there was a Antifa, I guess is what they're calling, still calling them, out in Portland. Did you hear about that? What was going on in Portland?
What are they doing now?
So apparently there was a clash between not pro-Trumpers, right, but just pro-Americans and this Antifa group. And one of the antagonists in the group apparently was spitting in the face of the pro-Americans. Oh, I know what it was. What sparked it was they wanted the Antifa group wanted the other group to stop waving the American flag. Because the American flag, you're ready for this one. This shows you how ignorant these people are. Because the American flag was representative of fascism.
Oh, my God.
Right? I mean, this shows you how ignorant these people are. They don't know what the word racism means. They don't know how to apply it. They don't know what the word fascism means. They don't know how to apply it. Marxism, socialism, they have no clue what these words mean. And they throw them, well, I'm going to be clean about it. But anyway, they throw them around, and they have no clue. She is antagonizing this one. I think her name is Hannah McClintock. And she was trying to egg on some of these other people. She was spitting at them, and the cops started stepping up and to the positive of the, you know, the pro-American guys, they're going, no, it's okay, it's just spit, you know, right, like it's not the end of the world. And then she decided that she wasn't teeing them off enough then, she threw a punch at one of them. And
oh,
we...
see you, bye, honey.
But wait a minute, aren't we supposed to be the violent ones?
Oh, please. The left has always been the violent ones. Always, always, always. Throughout history. Throughout history of the world. Never mind just this country. The left has always been violent. I mean, you can modern history, they've always been violent. Remember Bill Ayers, the king of education in to the left, who should be in prison, but he's out. His group organization was bombing government buildings and killed police officers. Yeah, that was what, in the 70s, late 60s? They've always been violent. Always throughout history, throughout the U.S. history, throughout world history, the left have always been the violent ones. They like to project their own behavior and actual feelings onto others. That's why when they say someone else is racist, they're really just projecting their own internal feelings onto someone else, because they want to try to point the finger like Invasion of the Body Snatchers to say, oh, it's you.
Well, don't you think this is like, you know, again, they figure if they say it enough times, if they call you it enough times, you're going to back down. It's just like the racist word. I've come to the conclusion that a word means nothing anymore. The racist word means
it doesn't mean
because
anything.
Of them. They've turned it
no,
into
they,
of no effect.
No, so this is what the left does, and this is why they're such, I don't know if I could say that word, morons. It's like they cried, the boy who cried wolf, right? So for 8 years under Obama, anyone who disagreed with his policies was called a racist. Well, guess what? Now when you call someone a racist, it's like, yeah, okay, take a hike, buddy. Yep, I must be right if you're calling me a racist because I disagree with you.
Yeah.
So take a hike. Now they do it with when they call people transphobes or homophobes. Oh, because I don't agree with you because you're gay. Not because you're gay, but I don't agree with you because your policies, but you're gay. So that makes me a homophobe. You know what? Take a hike, buddy. So, and the same thing when they have, like, the people that accuse Judge Kavanaugh, Justice Kavanaugh, of sexual assault. It was bogus. Some of the women even admitted, I absolutely lied, intentionally lied. Women, in my opinion, should.
Yeah, but did you miss the apology?
Time.
I must have missed the apology. I know I do a lot of reading.
Yeah.
I probably read right past it.
But the point is, they hurt people when there's real racism. When someone's being really actually racist, they hurt those victims.
Yep.
They hurt the victims who are actually having being attacked by homophobes. They hurt actual sexual assault victims. And that's what these nitwits don't realize. That's like, I don't know if you saw over the weekend, Betsy DeVos changed the Title IX rules regarding sexual assault.
Yeah.
And they weren't actually rules. It was Obama put
their policy.
Something into...
Yeah.
Pardon?
There were Obama policies that they put into place.
Yes, Obama policies that were horrifying, absolutely horrifying. So if you were accused, there was no court process, there was no due process. The accused had zero rights. They couldn't even use any kind of evidence to prove that they were not guilty. It was awful. And it didn't matter, male or female, whoever was accused had no rights. And Obama put that into place, and now you have all these Nimrod Democrats, especially women, and sexual assault organizations saying, what Trump is doing is awful. No, you morons. This is due process. This is how our country is run. We don't run by accusing someone and then not letting them stand up for themselves and defend themselves.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Wait a minute.
Can you tell them a little bit?
No. Due process apparently is only for the left, right? I mean, because the whole idea behind what happened to Acosta was the fact that he didn't get due process. Okay, but however, everybody else is fine. Again, I'm scouring that interweb for the apologies to those who called Kavanaugh guilty. Matter of fact, this protest was kind of spawned out of all this. And guess who? One of the people leading this protest or helping to put it together was the co-chair of the Portland Democratic Socialist of America. And she said the only thing that beats fascism is a bigger crowd of anti-fascists, which is really funny. Because
they're the fascists.
Right? I mean, that's it.
How about Michael Avenatti?
Oh, isn't that perfect? Now, wait a minute.
How do you like due process now, brother?
Wait a minute. The perfect part about that, but wasn't he the one screaming, the woman should always be believed?
Yes.
Okay. In this case, he's telling us she shouldn't be believed. So I am thoroughly confused, and I can't seem to smoke enough crack to have that make sense.
You're not. I don't think there's enough crack you could buy to have it make sense in your world.
Oh, just amazing. So, again, this is why I say it's always double. Maybe that should be my next book, Dem Double Standards, because it's always...
Oh, my God. I got all kinds of articles I can contribute to it.
There you go. See that? That could be my first 600-page book, and I'd probably have more to fill it, because you can go down with list after list after list of these kind of things that they say are bad, they're bad, they're bad, until it happens to one of theirs, and all of a sudden, well, it's kind of okay. Right?
Oh no, I can't even keep up. I mean, you could write something every single day about the hypocrisy of Democrats. Literally write something every single day. Probably just in my own state I could. Your state you could write up 20 million things a day.
Oh, please. We could have 25 reporters working around the clock and not grab every story of hypocrisy that's going on, you know.
No, exactly.
And it's just going to get better. I mean, seriously, just going to get better. Anyway, I don't know. With what you've seen go down, especially with the recent elections, and it seems to be this whole mob thing, they're losing. The woman that ran for Georgia governor, she was losing by 55,000 points, and she's trying to tell us it's rigged. It's trying to tell us because of it's her color. I mean, we have got to push back.
Well, it probably was rigged. They didn't cheat enough to steal the race. I mean, I don't care. You know, that's. Yep. I would love to go through every single vote in every single election across the country and see if those voters are valid. See how many voted in more than one state. See how many dead people voted.
Oh.
See how many illegal aliens voted. Because we know it happens in every election, in every state.
We have video where a woman was actually a poll worker said it didn't matter whether they were here legally or not, they could vote. And it wasn't San Francisco that this was happening in. And it's not the first time it's happened.
Nope.
So, but if you listen to their conversation, if you listen to what they were arguing about in the election, they were talking every resident should have the right to vote. They didn't say citizen. Right? They didn't say legal or American citizen. They said every resident should have a right
to vote.
That's
ridiculous.
And you know what they were talking about. We both know what they were talking about.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, they don't care. That's one of the reasons they want open borders.
Yeah. You know, they better be really careful. What's it? This Ocasio-Cortez out of New York?
Oh. God, come on.
This is their... No. Think about something. This is their nightmare. She got in, and now she wants to push them out, and she wants to revamp the three branches of government, right? President, Senate, and Congress. She's going to fix it. God bless
America. No, I know. I agree with you. She's dumb as dirt, and she is a godsend for the right.
Hey.
She really is, because she is that dumb.
Yeah.
And she keeps pushing herself out there, and they keep propping her up. Go for it, kids.
Right,
we'll have lots of fodder for the 2020 election.
We got to go, but at least they have a bartender who can take care of the drinks at the parties. Where can people find you?
GraniteGrock.com, Conservative IND on Twitter. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
You too. We'll talk to you later. Enjoy. I'm Joe Bettini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot of crazy stories coming up in the next hour. Seriously, some really crazy stuff. We'll be back in a few minutes.